Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Maria Goretti. I think all of you, at least I would hope all of you, are very familiar with her. She was born in Italy in 1890, and she was a very, very precious, precious child to God. And when she was 11 years old, a 19-year-old boy, Alessandro Serinelli, attacked her intent on raping her. And even as she struggled, she begged him. Now, this is an 11-year-old, brothers and sisters. She begged him to consider the gravity of the sin he was about to commit. He stabbed her with a knife 14 times. She died 2 days later after great suffering, freely forgiving her attacker. And later, he repented in a way. No, I don't want to see anyone die. But oh, brothers and sisters, that child from a very poor family in a very poverty-stricken situation was willing to suffer death rather than suffer the destruction of her purity. Where are we today? Think about this. What has happened to us that an 11-year-old in very poor circumstances, lack of education, still knew what was right and true? We spend thousands of dollars on the education of our children. What are they being educated in, and what are they being educated for? Are we aware of what they're actually receiving? Are we paying big money for a place that has no faith in God? What are we doing? St. Maria Goretti, pray for us. Pray for us. You bestowed the grace of martyrdom on your handmaid, the Virgin St. Maria Goretti, in her youth. Grant, we pray, through her intercession, that as you gave her a crown for her steadfastness, so we too may be firm in obeying your commandments. Do your children see you as one who obeys God? Are you faithful? Take a look at yourself. You're not being condemned. You're being given a wake-up call. God always forgives. If you come to him and repent, God always forgives. But please, brothers and sisters, take this seriously. A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 10, verses 1 to 3, 7 and 8, and then verse 12. Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant his fruit, the more altars he built. The more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he set up. Their heart is false. Now they pay for their guilt. God shall break down their altars and destroy their sacred pillars. If they would say, "We have no king," since they do not fear the Lord, what can the king do for them? The king of Samaria shall disappear like foam upon the waters. The high places of Avon shall be destroyed. The sin of Israel, thorns and thistles, shall overgrow their altars. Then they shall cry out to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall upon us." Sow for yourselves justice. Reap the fruit of piety. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord until he come and rain down justice upon you. Brothers and sisters, Israel was given so much, and they were still faithless. They turned away again and again and again as a people. And again and again and again, God strove to bring them back to himself. God is doing that with you, seeking to bring you back to himself and seeking to bring you closer to him. Please open your heart to the goodness of God. Psalm 105 tells us, seek always the face of the Lord. Seek always the face of the Lord. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean; and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is that near to us, though we can't see him. He is that near to us. And he loves you, and he wants to work through you. But if you're not willing to follow the way that leads to Christ, how can you serve him? How can you follow him? You stumble in the darkness. You grow faint. You give up when the battle is fierce, because you're trying to do it on your own. And because when you're not trying to be good on your own, you're turning yourself away from God. You're engaging in those things that blind you to the presence of God. Brothers and sisters, please, please open your heart to the goodness of God. Jesus tells these 12, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." We have to start, brothers and sisters, right with our own. Those who were in the pews, but not evangelized. Those who don't know the Lord. The church is asking us to go out into the highways and byways, but it's also asking us to look right around in our own families, in our own parishes. Where are there people who do not know him and love him? Brothers and sisters, God wants the scales to fall from our eyes, so that we can see what is truly real about life. We get so caught up in the details of this life that we forget to see this life in light of the world to come. And that's what God wants to give us if we ask him for it. Teach me where I'm going. Teach me what my eternal home is. Help me to lift my eyes from all the goals just of this world, but for the world of eternity. How am I living? Please, please ask yourselves those questions. I was very, very struck and have been mulling over the last few weeks. I don't know whether you saw this. I don't know whether the news picked it up for you, but in many circles we have read it. There was a mother and a daughter in the Middle East, and they had not paid the tax that ISIS required. They came to that door of that home, and the woman said, "I'll pay the tax." And then she asked, they told her that she had to leave to get out, and she said, "Just give me 5 minutes, my daughter is in the shower, and we will get out in 5 minutes. And they immediately torched the house. And I do mean torched it. And the daughter, I believe she was about 14 years of age, the daughter died of fourth-degree burns. Fourth-degree burns, brothers and sisters, basically your inner organs just melt down. She died an agonizing death in the arms of her mother, and her last words were, "Forgive them. Forgive them." That's a saint. And over here, we're moaning and complaining about this, that, and the other thing. And we do have some things to be concerned about. I'm not saying that. But so often we get tied up in the smaller things. See everything in light of eternity. And that's what God wants to give us, is the vision to be able to see. God wants to lead us. And lead us oftentimes right now by our children. That child, in the midst of very, very difficult circumstances, like Maria Goretti, did not forget to whom she belonged and did not doubt where she was going. Even in agony, she did not doubt. How strong is your faith and mine? Brothers and sisters, let's pay close attention. Let's not let another day go by. Please. Without sitting down before the Lord and saying, all right, let's have a serious conversation here. Am I drawing closer to you? Am I following you on the path that leads to salvation or not? Brothers and sisters, God desires to help us and he desires to lead us. I want to say too here, I hate to switch into an advertisement, and that's not why I'm saying it. I have two books. One is called To Be Like Jesus, which is meditations on the Sunday Gospels in the year of Luke. You know, we have the cycles, different cycles. And I've also written another book called Deeper Conversion. I'm saying this for our newer listeners. Deeper Conversion, which is a commentary and a meditation on the Sunday Gospels during the year of Matthew. The reason I'm mentioning these now is you can find them online. Just go to our website, renewalministries.net. To Be Like Jesus, that's the Gospel of Luke, and Deeper Conversion, the Gospel of Matthew. The reason I'm bringing them up, brothers and sisters, if you immerse yourself in God's word, if you read the scriptures daily, if you meditate on them daily, the word has life and the word begins to reshape your thinking, reshape your motivations. That's why I'm mentioning them. You can find them online or simply pick up the scriptures and read some portion of it every day, especially right now, the Psalms and the Gospels. Read them every day. And that word has living power to change you. We need the power of God to change us. We are so immersed in the world's way of thinking and the world's priorities that we can't even see sometimes how we're going astray. Please, brothers and sisters, please pay heed, and may God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.